This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. More than 300 people on the western slope returned to their home Sunday evening after firefighters got control of a wildfire burning near Gypsum. The Duck Pond Fire was discovered Saturday afternoon and caused a few hours of closures on I-70. While the fire threatened homes, no structures were lost and no injuries were reported. As of last night, the blaze had burned 88 acres and was 60% contained. Fire officials say it was human-caused and an investigation is ongoing. The Easter sunrise service at Red Rocks returned this weekend after a two-year pandemic absence, CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Thousands of Coloradans braved the cold to watch the sun rise as the Colorado Council of Churches held its 75th annual service. Aurora-based Reverend John Yu delivered the sermon, which focused on promoting peace at a time of international conflict.
Peace is harmony, tranquility, safety, welfare, unity, love, reconciliation, all rolled up into one.
The sunrise service had been on hiatus since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
COVID-19 surges have been hard to predict, but CU Boulder researchers are working to use the power of data to improve forecasting. Researcher Mortessa Karimzadeh says the new technique uses artificial intelligence and anonymous Facebook data on friendships and social mobility to make forecasts more accurate.
It gives us a good measure of county and state connectivity.
The method is promising. It could also improve forecasting for other diseases like the flu. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.